At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello and welcome to episode 553 of the VSiN Market Insights Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Applebaum. What's going on, everyone? Happy Wednesday. We are halfway through our work week. We are one day away from opening day Major League Baseball. So put me in, coach. I'm ready to play, aka ready to bet. But I cannot wait, guys. A great time of year, and we are getting hot at the right time. Our fifth consecutive winning day on the pod yesterday, grinding out a 5-3-1 plus 0.94 units. So really, guys, looking at the NHL, 2-2. We got Florida. We got Edmonton late. Edmonton was a nice one because they were down in that game. But Carolina losing to Buffalo. My Bruins having a 2-0 lead against the lowly, Detroit Red Wings, and they lose that one. So 2-2 NHL, but a great night in the NBA, guys. We got the Indiana over, pretty much sailed over in that one. We got the Charlotte over. We got the Utah over. But here's the important thing about shopping for the best line, getting the right number. There were two examples of either basically a push or maybe a loss. So if you look at the Atlanta over that we took last night, if you got over 226, you push the bet. It lands on 226. If you bet over 226.5, you lost the bet. Same thing with Milwaukee. Milwaukee over 233. If you got the 233, that's the play that we got. You push that bet. Anything worse, you lose. I think that line actually dipped a little bit later, so you might have actually won that one if you got a better number. But I officially graded the Atlanta one as a loser because I got 226.5. I think it's the number we mentioned on the pod, so it lands 226. But the Milwaukee one was a push, and we had three wins. So 3-1-1, however you want to grade that one. But I think the more important factor here is not whether you hopefully pushed instead of lost or won instead of pushed. The point is, you got to shop around. You got to have multiple outs. And, you know, when we talk about the pod, you know, oftentimes we're getting, you know, some of the worst of the numbers because the lines have moved. And, you know, I record the pod around noontime. 1 o'clock comes out around 3. So there's a timing aspect to it. But I just think it's so important when you really see, like, you know, a total of 226, it lands 226. You know, a total of, 233, it lands 233. It just reinstills kind of the important factor that, hey, the odds makers are so freaking good at what they do, and one little half point here or there could be the difference between a winner or a loss. So if you got, hurt on one of these, you got a 226.5, it lands 226, or maybe you lose one instead of push. I always mention this, and there's always time to do it. Shop around and open up multiple accounts at different sports books. You know, back in the day, it was much harder. Back when, you know, before 2018, when PASPA was overturned, obviously you had an offshore market. That was pretty much all you could do, or, you know, walk to Vegas, or, walk up to a window in Vegas. But that was about it. But now there's no excuses, guys. We have a million states legal. I think we're up to like 30. if not more. And there are so many different options out there, and everyone is fighting for your business. So long story short, open up multiple accounts at different books. Find that Atlanta over 226 instead of 226.5. Find that Milwaukee, 233 instead of 233.5. That's the difference between, again, a win and a loss. And when the margins are so slim, that's the difference between a winning and a losing night. So overall, guys, 5-3-1 last night, plus 0.94 units. And maybe you even went, 5-2-2 if you pushed the Atlanta over. But either way, our fifth consecutive winning day. So let's keep it rolling. A lot to get to today, guys. I'm going to retire for now. The hump day, baby. The Dickie V day, baby. But I'm going to tell you one last thing. It was Dave Tooley tweeted this out. How March Madness was a huge madness for the contrarian bettors. Dogs go 57% ATS. Unders go 56%. So, yes, Dickie is totally right. I just wanted to mention that. It's always nice when you go into something with a blueprint and it comes through for you. It doesn't always happen that way. I think it was the bowl game season? Was it this year or last year? I know a lot of favorites did well. Typically, it's dogs. But March Madness, guys, I know college hoops is done and it's pretty much in the rear view. We're not going to pick it up again until the fall. But I think the important thing is we went into it saying, hey, this was a great time of year to bet against the public. This is the ultimate public betting, event of the season. And what's public going to do? They didn't really grind with us all season long, in those like quiet, dark, cold December nights, January nights when we were doing college hoops. No, they come in when it's trendy and when it's hot. And what are they going to do? Bet favorites and overs. So as a result, going against the grain in these really high ticket count games really proved once again to be profitable. So again, if you didn't hear the Dickie V voice, I'll give you the translation. Dogs, 56.5% ATS. Round up 57%, unders 55.6%, round up 56%. So, I think it's always important when you're betting on sports, you see a 56.5%, a 55.6%. You're like, hey, if that's a math test, that's my algebra test in ninth grade. I failed that test. I got to stay after school. Mom and dad are mad at me. I got to get a tutor. But that's not betting. Betting, we always know that 52.38% is our break-even number, assuming standard minus 110 juice. So with dogs and unders, 56, 57%, that was one hell of a March Madness. So not that I'm here to, pat ourselves on the back, but I am proud of us for isolating the best time of year to go contrarian, and contrarian really, really coming through, especially those unders late, guys. I think those unders went, what were they, like 12-3, their last 15, something like that, because I know it was 11-1, and then that final four both went over, but championship went under. But either way, guys, it's nice to see us isolate and identify an edge here, and the edge come through for us. So hopefully next year, more of the same. But anyway, guys, a lot to get to here on a Wednesday. I actually want to start off the pod talking MLB tips. So I've been writing this article for, geez, it feels like a decade now at this point, 10 tips for hopefully having a profitable Major League Baseball season. So I want to run through these 10 tips and really just get our brains thinking about betting baseball starting tomorrow. So get ready, put me in, coach, let's go. I also finalized my futures bet, so I'm going to share with you, and again, you've heard me mention a few of these, but my four picks for division winners. I have five win totals. I've told you three of them, but I added two of them last night doing a little bit more research. So finalize our portfolio and our card for our futures bets, talk about our 10 MLB betting tips, and then tomorrow, that way we'll feel a little bit more confident, going into day one in Major League Baseball. So I just wanted to kind of wet our whistle there, talk some MLB, and then we do have NBA, NHL, so don't sweat it, or actually we're going to sweat it, but don't overlook it because baseball's in the air. I got two plays in the NBA. I got an over, and I have a dog to fave money line play that I want to share with you, and then I have four bets in the NHL as well. So a lot to get to here on a big hump day Wednesday. And I just wanted to say, Dickie V, appreciate all those Wednesday intros when he jumped in on the pod. Appreciate it, guys. Keep grinding out there in the arena. I'll see you soon. You'll catch me at the Rays games at Tropicana, baby. So there you have it. That's probably my last Dickie V voice for a while here. But anyway, guys, quick housekeeping as always, then we're going to get to our MLB betting tips. But first off, if you haven't done it yet, sign up for the VSiN newsletter. It costs you nothing. It's literally free, and you're going to get so much in return on the back end. So all you got to do is go to VSiN.com/newsletter. You put in your email, and then every single day you'll wake up to our sports betting newspaper, our sports betting newsletter. So really what we're going to do here is get your brain thinking about betting and give you a bunch of different links to go in different directions, whatever you're thinking or interested in betting on. So today's newsletter led off with the Masters. I did see Tiger Woods, his odds to make the cut went from like a big plus money number to now minus 110. So maybe that's recreational money, whatever it may be. But we did have Stephen Hennessy on yesterday, betting across America, talking about how the buzz of Tiger coming back is just unreal down there because he's actually at Augusta. But you will have in today's newsletter, Wes Reynolds, broke down every player on the field. Matty Youmans talking about how Tiger, his return is altering the betting market. And you will have a breakdown of all the VSiN expert best bets. And long shots, we'll have Scott Van Pelt with Brady and Wes talking Augusta. So a lot of information on the Masters. You're not going to hear much from me on the Masters, guys. I'm not a golf guy, but again, I'll connect you to the good golf people at VSiN. Then, of course, Major League Baseball, a ton of info. We have, of course, our MLB betting guide, Adam Burke's team-by-team breakdowns. We have futures plays. We have MLB power ratings, a database of pitching stats. So all that included, getting you in the right direction, ready for MLB. You also get a rundown of all the shows that day, giving you all the breakdowns of who will be appearing. And a lot of heavy hitters today on VSiN, so tune in for that. You also get promos for legal sportsbooks. Take advantage. They want your business. You want to shop for the best line. And again, if the importance of last night didn't prove it to you, pushing instead of losing, or losing instead of pushing, or winning instead of pushing. Baseball, obviously, we're going to talk money lines, but it's important in all sports, especially with totals. You get an over 8.5. The game ends on a 9, you win. You get a late 9, you push with a total. So these are the things that are really, really, really critical here. Of course, I buried the lead. You'll get my my market insights column, giving you sharp reports every single day. I've been grinding NHL, but starting tomorrow, get ready for 6 months of MLB daily breakdowns. So I'm excited for that. Adam Burke has a bunch of resources. You get all of our city casts, Andy McNeil's daily NHL article, and JBT's daily NBA article. So literally it costs you nothing. And if you're listening to this podcast, it means you care about betting and you want to get better. And I just play one small part of this team at VSiN. We have so much more great info to help you cash some bets. So best way to start is VSiN.com/newsletter. And then, of course, you want to take that next step in your sports betting journey. Sign up for a VSiN All Access membership. You've been hearing me say it for a while here, but our best promo, only $19, our spring draft special. It'll cover you the entire month for Major League Baseball. For the Masters, you'll get our betting guides for that. NFL betting guide as well. I saw Stingley, the cornerback from LSU, ran like a crazy 40-yard dash. So I want to check if his numbers improved at all to be drafted higher. But all those little nuggets in our draft betting guide. You also get every Point Spread Weekly magazine, including all the best bets, power ratings, stat splits, all of Gamble and Lose biting breakdowns. You'll get an afternoon best bet email to your inbox throughout the day, a bunch of those. And then you also get everything behind the VSiN.com paywall, as well as a live stream of all the shows. So only $19 now until my birthday, May 1st, covering you with everything at VSiN. Give it a shot, VSiN.com/subscribe. Then, of course, guys, get on Twitter. I'm going to tell you in a second why Twitter is important for baseball, but breaking news, breaking injuries, following local beat reporters, creating a gambling community, direct messaging people, talking about, hey, what do you think of the Dodgers today? Oh, what do you think about the Padres? It's really just a way to communicate with other bettors around the world. And then, of course, you'll get with injuries, starting pitchers getting scratched, lineups coming out, trades being made. And then, of course, you want to follow at VSiN Live, the mothership, at Josh_insights. That's me. I'm coming up on 20,000 Twitter followers, so I got to do something fun. I'll give away a book or a Fade the Public shirt or something, but we got to make that a thing. But, of course, you can always DM me or shoot me an email, josh@vsiN.com. Questions, comments, suggestions, anything I can do to help you cash a bet or help you feel more confident getting down in the market. That is my goal. Got to get referred to a new sports book. You need an app to track your bets. You need a live odds page. Let me know. I'll guide you in the right direction. Again, that's josh@vsiN.com. So before we dive into all of our sweats for tonight, because I can't wait to sweat some NHL and NBA, and we have won 5 straight days, knock on wood, let's make it 6. But I want to talk Major League Baseball. I don't want us to be rushing tomorrow. I don't want us to be like, oh, like, what is the run line, or, what's action versus listed pitcher? Like, let's kind of get the night before, do a little bit of work, a little bit of research here so that we kind of get refreshed. And even if you've been grinding baseball, year in and year out for over a decade now, it's a new start. It's a new season. Any new season, there are little bumps and bruises, kind of just, used to betting spread sports. Now we're going money line. There are a lot of differences with baseball than other sports, and we want to be aware of them going into it. So here are my 10 tips for betting Major League Baseball. So number one, it's a different sport. I can't stress this enough. Baseball is the ultimate volume sport. So there are over 2,400 Major League Baseball games in a regular season. So as a result, that's a great thing because it allows us as bettors to have so many games to choose from, so many opportunities to maximize our edge. But can also be a little bit difficult because with baseball and volume, one bad day could really clean you out. One great day could really make you a lot of money. But there is just the biggest volatility swing of any sport because, typically NBA, NHL, we're looking at maybe, a handful of games, 5 to 10 games a night. Baseball, we're going to get 15 games every single night. So again, what I talk about is realistic expectations. There are ups and downs. It's an extremely long season. The volatility is higher than any other sport. Like, you know, if you've gone through a full year before betting baseball, you could have a terrible April. You could be down 15, 20 units in April. Nothing's going your way. You want to quit. You feel like it's just ridiculous. I can't win a bet. Don't get down on yourself. It's such a long season that it's common to have one terrible month followed by a great month. So if you have a great April, don't get cocky and overzealous and bet more and feel like you're going to have a, you know, a 100 unit season. I hope we all do. My whole point is there's a lot of volatility. So we need to be prepared for that. If you are the type of bettor who really, really fixates on like nightly results and you like overreact in a good way or a negative way, you really, really got to pace yourself. You got to be even keeled. This is the ultimate even keel sport. Because again, you could have a great week, a terrible week. But the whole point is you have so many weeks to bet down, to get down on it, 6 months overall. So that's the first thing for me, being able to embrace volume betting and knowing that, you know, you're going to have some swings here in the Major League Baseball season. So prepare yourself for that. Along those lines, bankroll management is key. I had a couple people actually DM me on Twitter saying, hey, I got $100. Does that mean I bet $3 a game? Well, yes, the answer is yes. But baseball, because there's so many games, it's really, really important, again, avoiding parlays, flat betting, defining your bankroll going into baseball. And again, I would always suggest 3% per play. So that means if you start with $100, you're risking, not betting to win, you're risking $3 a bet. You're getting money on the back end, whatever the equivalent would be based on the odds. So always have your bankroll ready to go. That's really, really important. Along those lines, I would say 90% of our, or maybe 80% of our bets are going to be money lines. So baseball is not a spread sport because a lot of the outcomes in baseball are a one-run win here or a one-run win there. You know, when you talk basketball and football, why is it a spread sport? Because the margins of victory are much bigger. Therefore, the spread kind of equalizes the market a little bit. So baseball, we're going to lean on money lines, and we are going to definitely play some totals as well. Maybe the occasional run line. So hockey, we call the spread the puck line. Football, basketball, it's the spread. But in baseball, it's the run line, which would be the favorite -1.5 dog, +1.5. To me, I would just lean on maybe if you like a favorite and the price is too high, almost like in hockey, the way we approach it. Similar thing here in baseball. Another tip to know here, action versus listed pitcher. This is really, really important because when you bet any other game, you pretty much just, you know, walk up to the window, tell them your bet, or you open up your app, you bet your game. But if you notice in baseball, oftentimes there's going to be a couple different tabs when you place your bet. So it'll be like a check mark or it'll be a drop down where you can select action versus listed pitcher. What that means is because baseball is so dependent on the starting pitcher makes a huge, huge impact on the betting line. And a lot of times, or not a lot of times, but every now and again, you're going to have pitchers get scratched. They have an injury. They get sick. They get pushed back, you know, whatever it may be. The important thing to do is always bet listed pitcher. Always select listed pitcher. Now, some of these may defer to action if you just place your bet without knowing it or without really digging in or looking. What that means is action, you are tied into whatever happens. These pitchers can get scratched. You're tied into your bet. Listed pitcher means you are tied into your bet only if the listed pitchers start. So you could do listed pitcher for both teams. That's what I always do. But you could also do, you know, listed pitcher just on one side. So the other guy gets scratched, you still stick with your bet. That's just so important because, you know, if you bet action and we break down a game and maybe it's, I don't know, the Red Sox is a bad example because Chris Sale is hurt. But Chris Sale is pitching. You like the matchup against the Yankees. The Red Sox are, -150. You like the matchup. You bet action. You know, Chris Sale gets scratched. You're locked into that play or you'll be adjusted based on the line. Some books, you know, kind of do it a little bit differently. But my whole point here is you don't want to get locked into a bet once a pitcher gets scratched and now your whole cap gets screwed up. So the whole point here is protect yourself. A lot of our, you know, handicaps on baseball will be based on the starting pitchers. So we want to be locked into the pitchers we want to pitch. And if they get scratched, we don't want to get locked into a bet that we no longer like. So always bet listed pitcher, not action. Avoiding big favorites. I've talked about this. You know, we do bet some bigger favorites in hockey, but hockey is different than baseball. There's more volatility in baseball. It's a daily grind. There are more games overall. So we're probably not going to bet many -300s. You know, we do that in hockey again, but really for baseball, I don't really like to go up much higher than like -200. And again, the whole point there is if you keep betting these huge favorites, you're going to have to win at a really high rate to turn a profit. So keep that in mind. In that regard, we're going to bet on some dogs. So with dogs here, The whole point is, number one, you get plus money payouts. So this is different than hockey, because hockey is a really favorite-dependent sport. So I know they're both money-line sports, but if you look at a lot of the data, you know, favorites do much better in hockey. Dogs do a little bit better in baseball. You know, you still have favorites that win the majority of their games, but the difference is a little bit smaller, basically. So with dogs, there's a couple things we're going to look for. Divisional dogs, really, really important. Divisional dogs are kind of like in the NFL, where the familiarity, playing each other 19 times a year every year, it levels the playing field. It benefits the team getting the plus money. So I like divisional dogs much more than non-division dogs. Non-division dogs, lack of familiarity, really kind of benefits the favorite there. So we're looking at dogs in the division. Red Sox play the Yankees. Sox are a dog. Let's take the Sox. Again, I'm generalizing here. You got to look at every game individually. But the Red Sox play, the Houston Astros, and the Sox are a dog. I'm kind of less interested because it's non-division. Along those lines, we want dogs with high totals. So a high total in baseball used to be 8.5. Now it's probably more like 9. And really a difference here with some changes would be the DH in the NL. So that's kind of maybe increasing some offense here as well. But we want a dog with a high total of 8.5 at least, but 9 or higher. More expected runs scored, more variance, more upset opportunities. If we're going to bet a favorite, I want a low total, like 8 or less. We will see maybe a couple 6.5, some 7, 7.5s. But a low total is good for a favorite because the fewer amount of expected runs scored, more likely they come from quote-unquote the better team. So we're going to always correlate dogs' high totals, favorites' low totals. Line movement. You know, if you've listened to any kind of podcast from me or anything I do on VSiN, you know I'm a big line movement guy. I'm not going to bet every single line move, but to me, the market is the most important thing to monitor. So looking at line movement, looking at 10-cent steam, looking at reverse line movement, everyone betting the Yankees at home, yet the line is falling, you know, toward Toronto. Those are the things that, you know, pretty much apply in all sports. The wind and the weather. The weather is really, really important in baseball. Kind of like football where, you know, windy unders. Harder to, you know, make kicks. You're going to harder to throw the ball. You're going to run it more, chew up the clock. You also look at baseball as a big windy sport in terms of totals. So if the wind is blowing in, you know, you always think about like Wrigley Field or, some of these other stadiums where wind can have a big impact. I'm going to lean a little bit on an under because these first row home runs are going to be warning track fly ball outs because the ball won't travel. Separately, the wind's blowing out. I might look toward an over. Because a warning track fly ball might be pushed into a home run. Heat and humidity also is an important factor. We're probably not going to get there until, you know, closer to summertime. But heat and humidity, that's a good thing for the ball traveling further. And the pitcher is getting taxed. So that also benefits an over. Domes. Domes and enclosed roof stadiums. Lean on some unders there because the ball doesn't travel. So all these little things are really important. Twitter is key. You hear me say it all the time, but, you know, I always follow a bunch of different resources. Baseball Press is a good one. I know MLB Fantasy Labs is another good one, but I want to know the lineups as soon as they come out, figuring out who's in and who's out. I want to know scratch pitchers. As soon as a guy gets scratched, a game comes off the board and they reset the line with the new pitcher. Baseball is a information-based game, and Twitter is where we always get that info. Umpires, of course, you know, pour one out for Joe West. I think he retired, Cowboy Joe, but umpires to me, guys, it's a cherry on top. It's not a huge thing. But if we, like an under and the wind's blowing in and the total open at 9, it's down to 8.5 and we have a good edge here and it's an under ump. Historically, the under is, 54% with this guy behind the plate. He's got a big strike zone. That's important. So again, not the only reason we bet a game, but something to consider, basically a factor to consider. And I would definitely refer you to Adam Burke's betting guide. He's got a great one here. He tweeted it out at Skating Tripods. But I know I threw a lot at you guys. Don't expect to be a baseball expert overnight. But those are just some things that at least we can think about and talk about going into tomorrow and hopefully make our learning curve a little bit easier. Now, I just wanted to mention just some futures bets before we take a break and then talk our NBA and NHL for tonight. So these are my futures bets. I always like to finalize a card of some bets here that I can kind of have a rooting interest all season long. So I told you I bet the White Sox to win the AL Central. These are all information-based bets. I got the White Sox minus 200. I got the Milwaukee Brewers to win the Central, minus 130. I have Houston to win the AL West, minus 165. And I got the Dodgers to win the NL West, minus 200. And if you're listening to any of these pods, I bet all these teams because of the breakdowns, bet versus dollar from BetMGM. So I'm going to generalize here, but a lot of these teams we just talked about, and I tweeted this out if you want the exact numbers, but you know, getting 10% of bets, but 40% of the money and the line moved in their favor. 15% of bets, but 60% of money and the line moves in their favor. All those division bets that I just mentioned to you, White Sox, Milwaukee, Houston, Dodgers, all are based on that algorithm or model, whatever you want to call it. And now in terms of just some win totals, a couple I bet on: Seattle over 83.5. I know I mentioned 85.5, but some books are a little bit lower. I really like what they've done in the offseason. They impressed me last year. Thought that number was too low. Toronto over 91.5 wins. I love their lineup, and there may be some COVID issues with teams going to Canada there. I also like what they've done in their pitching staff. So I got Toronto over 91.5. I got the Rays over 89.5. That's just a kind of a year-long or year-to-year bet on a really deep team that's well-coached and really has a deep pitching staff and a good lineup. So got them to win 90 or more. And then I added two more. So I wanted to mention two real quick that I added. So first one that I added was the Colorado Rockies. I'm going to go Rockies over 68.5 wins. So here's another important thing. Like, I have multiple books, and I'm comparing different books and their numbers. So at BetMGM, the Rockies win total is 69.5. At another book that I betted at, it's 68.5 over -120. So right, just by having multiple outs, you're getting a better number at one book than you are at the other. So what I like about the Rockies, they went 74-87 last year. So at 68.5, or, you know, try to find a 68.5, if not 69.5. But can you win, you know, even if you take a little bit of a step back, can you win me 70 games this year? I think it's doable. I do like the Chris Bryant deal that they made. They have some young players I'm high on, McMahon and Rogers. They traded for Randall Grichuk, guy who could probably hit 30 home runs there at Coors. Jose Iglesias to play some defense, and will benefit them hitting down in the lineup. And of course, you'll always have that Coors Field edge. And their pitching staff, it's never good in Colorado. But with that lineup, I think it's doable to win you 70 games here. And also, you know, looking at kind of their division here, you know, the Diamondbacks are probably going to be really bad. I think their win total is, I don't have it in front of me, but that's a team that I'm kind of down on. And then you also look at, obviously, the Giants and the Dodgers are going to be probably pretty good. But really, San Diego has some issues. Arizona's bad. It's not the best. It's not the worst division. It's not the best either. But I think Colorado can make some noise here at home, especially at Coors. So I did bet Rockies over 68.5. And then the other one I added, the Detroit Tigers. This one goes out to my guy, Patrick Maher. I'm kind of high on the Tigers this year. I bet they're over 77.5 win total at -120. Again, do your homework, because another book has it at 78.5. So not every book will have the exact number. But if you can kind of play one book off another, where one's even money, the other one is maybe up, juiced down, or down, juiced up, you can kind of gain some insight there. So what I like about Detroit, I think they had a great offseason. So they went 77-85 last year, and their win total is almost the exact same. Now, I'm going to tell you this team and their lineup, and you tell me if this team is better or worse than last year. Akil Badu hitting leadoff, same guy, Grossman hitting second, but you added Javier Baez, big money free agent, to play shortstop. Austin Meadows, that was a really good trade with Tampa Bay, to now hit fourth, hit cleanup. Miguel Cabrera, Candelario, Scope, Torkelson, one of their top prospects here. Tucker Barnhart, they added, a pretty good catcher. And their pitching staff, you have these young guys who don't have great numbers, like Casey Mize, Scooble, Manning, Alexander, but you add Erod for my Red Sox. Is Erod, you know, Cy Young? Is he Nolan Ryan? No. But I thought that was a pretty good move to bring in Erod to kind of stabilize your team a little bit here. So I like what they've done. And really, another play with Detroit is a terrible division. The White Sox, who I have to win the division, I like them. But, you know, Indians were a 500 team last year. Tigers were down. Royals and Twins had a bad year. This is kind of one of the, I would say, maybe the softest divisions in baseball. And I like Detroit to win us, hopefully, 80 games or more. I guess we only need 79. But that's my card. Seattle over 83.5, 85.5, Toronto over 91.5, Rays over 89.5, Rockies over 68.5, and Detroit over 77.5. So again, some tips for betting baseball and some prop bets to consider. That's what I will be rooting for all season long. There you have it, guys. Halfway through our pod, I know we haven't talked a single bet for tonight, but we're going to do that when we get back. I thought it was important to just hit on some MLB tips and get our brains thinking about betting baseball. I cannot wait for baseball in our life every single day for the next 6 months. But do not go anywhere. Going to finish up strong here on episode 553 of the VSiN Market Insights podcast. Do not go anywhere. Going to talk our sweats for tonight. I got two in the NBA. I got four in the NHL. See if we can extend our win streak to six straight days. Do not go anywhere, guys. We are going to return NHL NBA in episode 553 of the VSiN Market Insights podcast with me, your buddy, your host, the guy you grind and sweat with in the arena every single day from a market-based contrarian mindset and angle, your buddy Josh Applebaum. Stick with us, guys. We'll be right back.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
All right, everyone. We are back at it after a short break there where we started the pod talking our MLB 10 tips for betting this year in Major League Baseball. We finalized our futures card. And I don't want to jinx it. That's me knocking on wood. But let's see if we can extend our win streak to six straight days. So 5-3-1 last night. Again, maybe you did even better if you pushed one of those Atlanta or Milwaukee plays. But that's the importance of shopping for the best line, getting not just the right side, but the right number. So let's see if we can keep this little hot streak going. But anyway, guys, let's talk our sweats for tonight. So NBA, there's only six games overall. Only had a couple that kind of caught my eye here. So first one on the board for me, I'm going to go Atlanta Hawks over 234.5. So what I noticed about this Hawks total, number one, is some pretty good steam. You know, some of these books open as low as, I saw some openers like 233. I know some were like 234, but I saw one book that was as low as like 230. So either way, you've got a lot of steam here to the over. A lot of reasons to like this Wizards Hawks over. If you look at, let's see, both teams on a back-to-back take the over last 4 years, 55%. So again, tired legs, maybe that really negatively affects your defense, but our over steam system. So if you get steamed up 3 points or more to the over is 56% this year. If the total opens 220 or higher and you get steamed up 3 points or more to the over, 117 and 82, 59%, 12% ROI. So a lot of our big steam systems are matching here. Atlanta, they are the number one offensive efficiency team in the NBA, and they're 26 defensively. Washington is 25th defensively, so both of these teams are bottom six NBA defensive teams. You also have some over refs in this one, so looking at Brent Bernanke, Pat Fraher, and Matt Boland, all between around 51 to 53% to the over. Nothing crazy, but I'll take it. Both these teams are over teams on the year. Atlanta 42 and 37 to the over. Washington 43 and 34 to the over. Atlanta is 23 and 17 to the over at home. And Atlanta, they're 4-2 to the over their last six. The over is 10-4, their last 14 at home. You also have the over 4-1, the last five head-to-head between these teams, including 3-0 to the over this season between these teams. And by the way, Washington, no Bradley Beal for a long time now at this point, but they're 5-1 to the over their last six. So give me the Wizards Hawks over 234.5. And then the next play for me, guys, I told you I only had two. I got to play this one. It's fishy as hell. Give me the Los Angeles Clippers, a really sharp dog-to-fave line move toward the Clippers. So Clippers are at home against the Suns. Anytime you bet against the Suns, it's like, ooh, check yourself before you wreck yourself. They're a really damn good team. Let me just pull up their current numbers here. They are on the year 63-16. I guess they're only 42-37 against the spread. But again, great team, hard to bet against them. But here's the thing. Really big dog to fave line move toward the Clippers. The Clippers at home opened getting 3 points. Now they're laying 2.5 points. So +3 to -2.5. Really good reverse line move in their favor. Public's on the Suns. And I think this has got to be a schedule spot play. Like tough on the Suns, good on the Clippers. Or maybe the Suns are, someone knows something and they're going to rest their guys tonight. So number one, it is a rest play. Regardless of resting, you know, these players are not playing them. But this is Phoenix playing the second leg of a back-to-back. They played last night. They're also playing their third game in 4 days. So tough spot for the Suns team. You look at the Clippers. They've been off since the third, since Sunday. So the Clippers are really, really rested. The Phoenix Suns are in a really tough second leg of a back-to-back, third game in 4 days spot. So Paul George is obviously back. So, you know, he's been playing great, and now he's rested and ready to go. Big line move here to the Clippers. And again, is that just a schedule spot? Or does someone know something where, hey, second leg of a back-to-back, third and four games, you know, I don't know if this win or loss could affect your seeding at all. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe that's why. But do you rest Chris Paul or Booker, one of these guys? That's what I'm thinking. So I will take the Clippers on the money line at home. You know me. I'm not going to lay a 2.5. I'm going money line, -140. Dog to fave, tough schedule spot. Give me the Clippers to win the damn game, -140. It's only two bets in the NBA. Give me the Atlanta over, 234.5, and give me the Clippers on the money line, -140. Now to the NHL. So the NHL actually have four bets here. I was actually leaning on adding another one, but I laid off. But first play for me, let's go Winnipeg Jets. Let's go Jets, baby. Jets opened at home against Detroit, around a -260 favorite. They've been steamed up all the way to around -270, -280. So pretty good move in their favor. This is a couple reasons I like Winnipeg. Number one, tough Detroit spot. The freaking Red Wings beat my Bruins last night. I couldn't believe it. Just pathetic there. But second leg of a back-to-back. Detroit is also playing their third game in 4 days, so a really tough schedule spot for Detroit. Whereas Winnipeg hasn't played since the second. So Winnipeg's almost in that spot that the Clippers are in, whereas Detroit is in the spot that the Suns are in. So you have a rested Winnipeg team. They're also coming off two straight losses, and this is important because they're in a desperate spot. They're fighting for a playoff spot. They have a chance here, whereas Detroit is pretty much non-existent. So I think you get a good effort, a desperate spot out of a rested Winnipeg team against a tired Red Wings team. Winnipeg is 21-16 as a favorite. They're 19-14 at home. Detroit, like betting against them as a dog in on the road. They're only 14-38 as a dog, 9-21-3 on the road. And Winnipeg has an advantage both offensively and defensively. Winnipeg is averaging 3.1 goals a game offensively, only 2.9 for Detroit. Winnipeg's only giving up 3.1 goals a game versus 3.9 for Detroit. So give me this rested, desperate Winnipeg team against a tired Red Wings team that really doesn't have much to play for at this point. So give me Winnipeg. Shop around. I got a -270. You might get, looks like -280 maybe at this point. System match-wise, though, with Winnipeg, home favorite with a line move in their favor, 251-123, 67%, 3% ROI. Favorite versus team on a back-to-back, 155-66, 70%, 8.5% ROI. So let's go Jets, baby. Next play for me, I'm going to go St. Louis Blues on the money line, -225. So again, I see a 225. Again, shop around, get the best number. I see other numbers that are like -245. But this game opened. You know, some shops, I saw it kind of both ways. I saw one shop open like -270 St. Louis and the line dropped. I saw another shop that was, you know, closer to like -220 and the line rose. So either way, it's not a line move play for me. It's a system match for me. So if you look at our home favorites, -200 or more off a win, 122-38, 76%, 4.2% ROI. Favorites off a win, 66%, 3.3% ROI. And our another good one, our sweet spot big favorite, -200 to -250. 69% this year. So some good system matches, also motivation with St. Louis. They are currently number three in the Central. So they are in the playoff hunt, and they, if you know, playoff started today, they'd be in versus Seattle, who's been long eliminated and traded off a lot of their guys. So motivation to me is with St. Louis. St. Louis is 26-17 as a favorite, 22-9 at home. Seattle only 14-38 as a dog, 10-21-3 on the road. And you do have advantages here, both offensively and defensively, to St. Louis. They're scoring 3.6 goals a game, only 2.6 for Seattle. And they're only giving up 2.9 a game versus 3.5 for Seattle. So give me St. Louis here at home. I got a -225. VGK. Let's go VGK. I'm on Vegas Golden Knights tonight at home against Vancouver. The Golden Knights opened around a minus 140 favorite, minus 150. They've been steamed up to around minus 170. So a lot of system matches here. Favorite off a win, 66%. What do we have? Rested favorite off a win, 68%. Home favorite off a win, opponent off a loss, 69%. All matching with VGK. VGK has won 5 straight. Vancouver's lost 3 straight, and they're 3-9 in their last 12. Interestingly, these teams just met up on Sunday. This is a rematch of Sunday's game. VGK won 3-2. So it's kind of that ain't broke, don't fix it. You know, play VGK here, who's sniffing a playoff spot. VGK 29-16 as a favorite, 20-13 at home. They do have Robin Leonard back, so that's a good reinforcement there. You look at Vancouver, only 18-27 as a dog. And Vegas' offense is what we're banking on. 3.2 goals a game, only 2.8 for Vancouver. So let's go VGK, minus 170. Then last play of the night for me, let's light the flame, baby. Let's go Calgary Flames. I'm on the Flames at the Ducks. Big move to the Flames. They open around a minus 220 favorite. They've been steamed up to around minus 250. So I got down on the Flames minus 250. They are the number one seed in the Pacific, and they are 5-3-2 their last 10. Anaheim, the team I want to bet against. They've been eliminated long ago. They're not, I guess technically they're not eliminated, but it's very unrealistic that they make the playoffs. They're 1-7-2 their last 10. I think they've lost 12 of their last 13. And they're kind of like Seattle. They've traded away a lot of their guys, so they're in rebuild mode. And they may miss Troy Terry and Getzlaff tonight. Getzlaff mentioned that he's going to retire at the end of the year. But Calgary, 33-20 as a favorite, 20-11-2 on the road. Anaheim, just 14-35 as a dog. Again, offense, defense, the check mark goes to Calgary. 3.5 goals a game for Calgary, only 2.8 for Anaheim. Calgary is only giving up 2.5 a game versus 3.2 for Anaheim. And you have a bunch of system matches with Calgary. Both missed the playoffs last year. Take the favorite, 66%, 8% ROI. Big faves on the road, 200 or more, 74%. Favorite off a win, 66%, all matching with Calgary. So my four bets tonight in the NHL, can we get three or more? Winnipeg, minus 270. St. Louis, minus 225. VGK, minus 170. And CGY, Calgary, minus 250. Big night in the NHL. There you have it, guys. Another day, another dollar. Nice little pod here on a Wednesday. We talk baseball. We talked our futures bets with both the division and the win totals. Talked about our tips for betting MLB. We hit on NBA, NHL, and it's a good time of year, guys. The weather's getting better. Spring is in the air. I am actually going this weekend, so I wanted to mention I am getting Lombardi lines off on Sundays now. So I am getting back to a 5-day work week, which I'm very happy about, but it's only during the non-football season. Once football comes back, I'll be working weekends. But along those lines, finally get to take a trip out to Western Mass to see the old parents, which are the grandparents of Meadow, our pup here. And my parents, we are going to get in the car on Friday, drive across the state from the right side of the state to the left side, go to Western Mass, and Meadow gets to meet her grandparents. My parents, we're going to spend the weekend back home, me, the fiance, our pup, with my mom and dad. So I'm really looking forward to it. I can't wait to see how they interact, and they have a huge backyard, so she's going to have a lot of fun there. But anyway, weather's getting better. Things are looking up. Let's see if we can keep our hot streak going. But of course, guys, if you enjoy the pod, and how do you not enjoy the pod? We've had 5 straight winning days. We've been pretty good here. Let's keep it going. Knock on wood. But you enjoy the pod, help you cash some bets. You feel like you're, you know, not just aimlessly betting and throwing darts, but you have a model, you have a blueprint. You're looking for contrarian plays, line movement, you know, system matches. You're betting based on analytics, not your gut and your bias and your instinct. If that's the case, and maybe your bankroll is improving, or you're feeling more confident in the market, you're getting down and beating some closing lines, you become a puckhead, whatever it may be. If the pod has helped you in any way, and you want to let me know you appreciate the hard work I put in, grinding the unpopular, but the I would say the long-term successful strategy of it being a contrarian, then there's one thing I ask of you. Buy my book. Go to Amazon.com, type in the Everything Guide to Sports Betting, pick up a copy for you or for a friend. It's got how lines are set, how and why they move, how to read line movement, how to locate sharp action, steam moves, reverse line moves, line freezes, how to place a contrarian bet, how to shop around for the best line, how to place a bet in person or online, how to set up a bankroll management plan, chapters on all the major sports. So tonight, you know, when you're in college, you'd always, you know, maybe slack off and then cram at the end before the final. Open up the chapter on how to bet MLB for my book. Get yourself ready for tomorrow. But all included in my book, The Everything Guide to Sports Betting. If you want to pick up a copy, it would mean a lot to me. If you already have, thank you, thank you, and thank you again. With that being said, Whether I see you at the Borgata in Atlantic City, Twin River in Rhode Island, the Brook in New Hampshire, Foxwoods or Mohegan Sun down in Connecticut, bump into you in the Virtual Matrix in New York, the great state of New York, where I did see the Mets are going to open up this pretty cool sports betting lounge. I don't know if it's Caesars or what, at Shea Stadium, or not Shea, what do they call it now? What the heck do they call it? City Field. I used to go there when my sister lived in Brooklyn. The tickets are only like $10 every time. But maybe I bump into you in the desert where the True Grinders get down, where Billy Walters sends his number runners at the VEASAN Studios located at the South Point. Get yourself a hot dog, a couple hot dogs tomorrow, only $1 each for Major League Baseball. Or, of course, at the sparkling new Stadium Swim, Sweat and Sharp Contrarian Plays poolside with Stormy and the crew, sipping a couple brews at the Mega Bar indoors or in front of the big screen, getting a victory burger. Of course, I don't know what the public's going to do at Mandalay Bay now. The first to 15 is now done in college, so we'll see what happens next. Maybe a yes or no, will there be a score in the first inning baseball? I know that's a popular one. Don't forget about the Superbook there, the Superbook at the Westgate with Jake Cornegay and the crew. Show you a good time. It's a great book to sweat some games at. Wherever it may be, you're going to walk up to me, and you're going to show me another profitable night here. Indiana Pacers over 231. Charlotte over 226.5. Utah over 225.5. In the NHL, Edmonton, Florida. Don't show me Carolina or Boston. Those are pretty sad. But and again, hopefully you pushed Atlanta instead of losing. And I know we pushed Milwaukee. So the importance of shopping around, getting the best number, it's so critical, you know, across all sports. But let's see if we can keep it rolling after a 5-3-1 night plus 0.94 units. I wish you the best of luck. Hope to see you on Betting Cross America today, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Adam Burke will be in studio. We're going to talk to him about his betting guides in baseball, get his take. I know he's happy. He's a Cleveland guy. And I did see right before the pod, the Guardians. I got to get used to calling them that. The Guardians signed Jose Ramirez to a big money deal, so I know Adam's happy. But a lot to get to today, guys. Hope to see you on Betting Cross America. Wish you the best of luck. And by the time I talk to you tomorrow, put me in, coach. I'm ready to play. Let's go! MLB right around the corner. Have a great day, guys. Of course, as always, stay sharp, stay contrarian, bet against the public, place yourself on the side of the house, always be with the smart money, never against it. Will smart money win every time? Of course not, but it's going to win a majority of the time over the long haul. That's why we want to be against the public, with the house, with the pros. Flat bet, no parlays, get some closing line value. If we can do that, we're going to be okay. So get those hot dogs ready. Baseball, baby. I'm so excited. Have a great day, you guys. And remember, when I bump into you at the book, and we cash a couple tickets, don't forget to tip your ticket writer. Of course, only when you win. Have a great day, guys. Good luck, and get ready for baseball tomorrow.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.